views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome to the show. We have a great topic today, because this is something we're all feeling in one way or the other. We are talking about, are you experiencing the great spiritual awakening? All the signs, all the physical symptoms, all the emotional, physical, mental, what's going on with you? There is so many different ways that the body aligns with this. And I wanted to bring a whole show topic just to talk about that, because sometimes we are not necessarily having a serious medical concern. This is not replacing that. I do want to say that right up front. We're not talking about ignoring something very serious. If you got something serious going on, you've got an illness, you need to seek medical attention for that. This is when you are having all this stuff going on and they can't find anything. Okay, that's good. That's good that they can't find anything, but you still got this going on. I remember a time in my life where I would just break down in tears because I had crazy stuff going on. They couldn't find anything. They couldn't figure it out. And I've been awake my whole life. I have been connected my whole life, never shut it down. But that's different from an ascension process we're all going through. And I would go, it's a common story with me. They don't see anything. And of course, you get the hypochondriac label, which really would just crush me and hurt me. It was so sensitive because there was something going on. It was not hypochondriac. It was not that at all, but that really sparked me. It hurt me when it happened and when it was said to me. I mean, I was just crying so hard I couldn't stop. I just was so hurt that I was shut down like that, just being, you know, basically written off. And it hurt me a lot. But what I did find out of it, and I say thank you for it now, even though it hurt me when it happened, I realized that's put me on a quest of what I do today and why I do the show, why I do what I do as a spiritual counselor, why I like to work back and forth with different methods that help people, what's going on out there. Because we are not cookie cutter. None of us are. That's why I don't like to use a cookie cutter approach. I feel like we all have a different way that we're going to ascend and experience that, depending on what we had to learn or what we're going through in this lifetime. And that's what I've discovered out of the challenges and the things that I was had happening to me. And I've had plenty of these, and not everybody has the same ones. But that's why we want to talk about it today. I do want the lines of communication open if you want to call in. If you have a question about this topic, maybe something you're experiencing, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And before we really start digging deep into this, I want to take a moment and I want to put some honor and a big kudos shout out there to all the mothers in the world, because we got Mother's Day coming up here, May 11th on Sunday. And I want to say thank you to all of you that are out there nurturing our young, raising up our future generations. And you may be a biological mother, you may be a stepmother, you may be a father that's in the mother role and the father role, you may have adopted children, you may be raising animals. If you are a mother in some way, nurturing another, I want to say thank you to you, and thank you for doing what you're doing, because it's a hard job at times. It can be challenging, and it also can be very, very rewarding. So I wanted to say I'm honoring you, and I want to say thank you to that. And there's plenty of moms out there, and they're not always just the typical, you know, I gave birth to you one. You know, there's all kinds of moms out there. So I like to acknowledge everybody that's being a mom in some way. Sometimes we have to do it with our own self. We have to kind of be our own parent. And that's the internal working with the inner child. So now we go into the spiritual side of it. Oh, I've seen a little bit of everything, let me tell you. And when I look at the calendar or the clock, I feel like I should be 200 years old sometimes with what I have experienced. And it was a lot for this lifetime. And, you know, it still happens. But I've learned to take them, embrace them for what they are. That means that there's going to be a growth and an ascension out of every single one of them. And I want to help you do that too. Now, just to give you a little taste of what we're talking about today, what are some of the signs? There are positive signs and not so positive signs that we would consider a challenge or a difficulty. I want to help you understand what you may be experiencing today. And some of the challenging ones are going to be simply, you know, you have crazy body aches and pains. You know, and there's no explanation for it. You're not really sick. You don't really have anything going on. You may have joint stiffness, muscles. You have all this crazy stuff happening. That can be trapped energy in there, and it can literally be caught. And when your body is going through the spiritual awakening, your body has to respond. I mean, whatever's happening in there, your energy, your emotions, your mental, your body is going to respond to the energy that it's living within. So it will sometimes be caught and hung up, and it's trying to lift and come out. We're going to talk about that and how you can understand what's happening and how you can release that. Because once that's released, it's like you never feel it anymore. It's moved on. And those symptoms subside right down. And that's the great part of that. You know, there's other things. You may be having vision or perception. You might feel like you're seeing things out of the corner of your eye, or you might be seeing the flashes. You may be having a lot of pressure in your forehead, you know, if you've got one of those awakening. One of the ones I had was a lot with my heart, believe it or not, back when I was much younger. And I mean, just pounding right out of my chest. And then I had all the energy surges happening. Being an energy healer, I had all this going on, didn't know what in the world was going on. And that's when I was learning how to use this, because I was blowing the motherboards and all kinds of crazy stuff was happening. So we're going to talk about it. Call in if you'd like, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on with the great spiritual awakening and how you may be experiencing it. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? is now the time. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecan Spigyric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're just tuning in. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And we're talking about the great spiritual awakening, the signs and symptoms that you could be experiencing this. We all gradually ascend. I mean, everybody is. Even when you think, okay, that person couldn't possibly be ascending. Well, don't worry about what they're doing. This is all about what you have going on. But we do have different speeds, paces, different things that we're focusing on in our life challenges when we came here. They were all decided before you got here, so to speak. And there's different ways that you will go through this. Now, I feel like I've had a smorgasbord, no kidding, in this lifetime. I've had a little bit of all of it, but I have experienced the heart chakra in a big way. And my physical heart was responding to that. It really was. Now, and I still have that happen. They found something, they took care of it back when I was like 30, you know, I'm like, holy cow, what's going on here? And, it's kind of a frightening thing to go through, you know, when you feel like, am I going to be here tomorrow? You know, they were taking this very seriously. And they did find a genetic thing that they corrected, but they also said, oh, this is never going to happen again. You'll be fine. Now I have energy flowing through me like crazy. I've got that channel wide open. And the more I share it with you and the rest of the world, my body's fine. But if I don't do that, it was piling up. And this was when I was first being introduced by spirit, introduced to what I was going to be doing in my life now. It was not hold it in, not hide it anymore. It was go share it with the world. This is part of why you're here. And it was bouncing all over the place. That energy just surges through me very, very easily. And when it was building up, I mean, we're talking heart palpitations through the roof. And it will still do that now. And I know that when it does that now, ooh, I have a buildup. I need to go send some love out there. That's how I approach it now. I don't get concerned and worried about it. I move through it because I know I'm fine. I know everything's okay. I go and share it. I don't need to keep it all pent up. It's like having an overstuffed closet. So that is the heart chakra and the unconditional love and divine love that is, you know, moving through and just, you know, let me go out there and share that. So that's one of the things I had. Another one will be your diet change. I experienced that too. A while back I had, it was a couple years ago, I think back in 2011, I had Doreen Virtue on the show. It was when she had her book out about constant cravings or her food. And we were talking about how you have these different desires and how your tastes shift. Now, they're naturally shifting as you get older, but they'll also shift with ascension and changes. I completely went through that. I could not eat red meat anymore. I just couldn't. My body was rejecting it. No. That doesn't mean I am going to get on somebody that wants to eat it. That's not what I'm about. I'm about everybody choosing their path. We have other people that are activists for all kind of stuff. That's not what I'm saying here. I am saying that my body was saying, I need you to eat a certain way because of where the frequency is right now. It could be joints. It could be headaches. It could be flu-like symptoms. That's a common one. The flu-like symptoms or the cold, it's like you're festering up. You're going to have a big cold or illness. And then all of a sudden it disappears and it never does manifest into anything, you know. And you know, at first I thought, oh, okay, my immune system's strong. And, well, it is strong, but then it was like, why would – it just never really happens. When we're not necessarily going through a very rapid ascension, you probably would manifest right into the cold because your body is just – it just can't keep up. It kind of gets backed up. And it has to take a time out, and it'll make you take a time out. With ascension, you can just about virtually go through and not really get sick. You won't actually come down with so much because your body is processing it in a very healthy, balanced way. It's not getting backlogged like a kitchen sink that's clogged. That's not happening. So that's one that happens a lot to people. The digestive, we've had that. Boy, I am getting a lot of emails. I think a lot of people are going through the digestive one. You know, I've had a lot of emails about the digestive, the gastrointestinal issues, the swelling in the abdomen, different things like that, the IBS, the bloating, all that yummy stuff. Yeah. That is a lot of how you're digesting and accepting the shift and the change. I want to put that energetic out there in general. If that is something that you're experiencing, that's very much about who's running the ship there. Because our goal is to have our higher self run it, not our ego side. Our ego is supposed to cohabitate peacefully and work together with your higher self. Your higher self really does know the path you're trying to find. It knows the happiness for you. And trusting it is one of the things that will get challenged in an ascension process where you'll feel it in the digestive areas because it's more about relinquishing that control that you're trying to do it a certain way and trusting that your higher self is taking you in the best path for you. Once you start to understand that your body can communicate so much to you and tell you so much, you're learning the language of how the physical cells are communicating with you. And they have a consciousness to every individual cell in your body. They respond. So that's why I'm so passionate about energy healing. And I feel, and I wholeheartedly believe, and it is part of my own healthcare, that it should be the first thing you look at. Because when you're getting to the root cause of the energy behind what the physical body is doing, now you're healing the whole person. Yes, obviously there is medical things going out there and this is, you know, there's things that are long-term or very serious, but you still have an energy behind those too. And I believe that it's never, ever too late to address that because miracles happen and they happen when you allow them into your life. So think about that. Now, I've talked about a couple of challenging ones. Yes, I've talked about a couple of challenging ones, but let's talk about some of the positive things that you know you're ascending, because it's not just about all these physical challenges you're going through. There's also some positives if you're looking at that. And what's interesting is these two lists go hand in hand, because as you're spiritually awakening and you have these positive things happening, you may not be used to this new way of looking at things, and you are feeling that slight resistance, or I don't know. And it's just that lower frequency trying to fade itself out, come to the surface and leave. And as you align, embrace trust more into what's shifting and versus resisting it, things are going to smooth out on all those other challenging symptoms you're having. It does. I am living proof of that with my own physical body, with my own life. It has been absolutely something like that I've experienced. I mean, numerous. I could go on for hours and tell you all the different things I've had, but it's not just about what I've had. These are things that other people are having. And the goal is allow the shift, allow it to take you to the next step. We're always looking for these steps. We're always looking for these new directions, and we want this, we want that, we want a change. And then when the change is offered in these opportunities, the energy starts to come in to do that. You know, we may resist it without realizing it. The body will let you know if you are. It's not like you're intentionally trying to sabotage yourself, but it can be very unaware. The body can help you become very self-aware. It is your vehicle for your lifetime, and it can serve you very well. It can carry you from point A to point B. It can take you all the way through, but it can also be one of your greatest assets in communicating with spirit. And I don't even know if anybody's really looked at it that way, but it really can. Not just nature, not just outside of yourself, but right with you. You have an incredible antenna of communication right there. And, you know, it's about that. Now, we're about to take another break. So when we come back, we're going to go into some positive things that you know are happening when you go into a spiritual awakening and you start ascending. And let me leave you with one of them. And this one I love. You'll have frequent attacks of smiling. You can't stop smiling. You can't stop smiling. You feel like a little kid sometimes, or you remember when you're a child and you go into those giggles at the dinner table. And I remember we used to do that and get in trouble, but you know, that's joy. That is just pure joy bursting through the seams. And you're smiling and you're thinking, oh, I shouldn't be smiling right at this moment, but why not? Allow a smile to come through. It's one of the healthiest things in the world for you. It's the higher frequency pushing through all that resistance that you have going on in there. So that's one of them right there. I love that one. It brings that child energy back in. And think about that, because we'll go over a few more when we come back. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we are talking about spiritually awakening and all of the signs and symptoms that you are going through the great shift. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy. Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us. Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the signs and symptoms. I don't really like the word symptoms. Let's just stay with signs of a spiritual awakening, and that you are shifting and going through that great shift and you're connecting in. And before we went to break, we talked about one of the positive signs, and that's you just can't stop smiling for absolutely no reason. Isn't that awesome? I love that one. You'll feel like you're being a big kid. And I love that when that happens, and I just allow it to happen. I really feel the energy lift me when I just go with it instead of feeling silly or I should act my age. Forget it. That's never going to happen. I am going to love life and keep smiling. And another one that you'll know, and this one will really kick some of those other resistance symptoms in that we were talking about. You really lose this interest to worry about things. You know, if you were one of the fretting type of worry, that's because you're starting to fade away and detach from the fear. And that's great. Don't worry that you're not worrying. Let's put it that way. And I'll see that a lot with my clients, or when I do workshops, or, you know, we get groups together with the gallery reads. And we have, you know, they don't understand why they feel like they should be worrying about this, like they're not being responsible. So it's kind of like they are worrying about not worrying, but it's kind of funny because it's okay. It's you're learning to trust. You're learning to let go of all the fear. And when you do that, you're allowing the divine energy. You're allowing that higher self to come in with that great higher frequency energy that is going to really align you to bring all those wonderful things into your life. Your belief system, if you can hang in there long enough with that transition, the belief that things never go your way will fade away. And you will start to see those things coming into your life. We hear that all the time with the callers that are going through a challenge. And, you know, this one really is about giving yourself a break. Allow yourself to smile, laugh, feel silly, be playful. If you really need to lift that frequency up, do that. And it's so simple. It doesn't cost you anything to do that. And another one is you really lose interest in worrying what somebody else is going to do. You're not worrying about interpreting their actions or needing to feel responsible or feel like you've got to, you know, be all involved or judge them. You start to lose that. Now, these are signs that you are ascending, because all of that kind of stuff is not part of those higher dimensions that we're all headed to. Now, some of the physical signs, we'll go back to that for a little bit. Some of those physical signs, some people hear it. That's the chakras. It depends on which chakra in your body is has the dense frequency or the energy that's trying to lift up and out and bust out and open up. So if you're seeing, glimpses or flashes, or you feel like you see movement out of the side of your eye, or, you know, you're just seeing auras or glowing around other people, things like that. You have a lot going on with your sixth chakra, which is right between your eyebrows. That's just an energy transformer right there that's starting to open up its capacity for more than just this physical world. And that one can bring on, you know, some pressure to the head, you know, sometimes a headache, because it does affect the pituitary gland or the pineal gland. So it's kind of it's the physical cells aligning with the frequency that lift it. And all in all, no matter what symptom you're having here, the bottom line is the frequency will lift. It will come up. You will have this moment of self-awareness and growth, which immediately takes you up to the next rung on the ladder. And when that happens, the body has to align the cells, the physical body has to align itself to that new frequency that you're resonating at. It's a very interesting process, because the body will have, the body is always going to be catching up to where your frequency is. It will also, if you drop your frequency, it'll align to that too. So as you lift, it's clearing out and actually recreating healthier cells to respond to the higher, healthier frequency. If it goes lower and negative, it's going to do that too. And that's not a good idea. I wouldn't recommend that. You would definitely want to come back up and go the other way. So let's see what everybody else has out there. It looks like we have a caller that's popped up. Let's take, Shadana from Virginia Beach. Hello, Shadana.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. Glad we were able to bring you on this week.
Yay! I'm so thankful that you're speaking about this, because I have so many questions about it. But you know how you feel kind of crazy sometimes with some of the symptoms?
So yes, you feel like you're losing it, and then they always say there's nothing wrong with you. Yep, been there, done that. I don't know how many times. So,
can you share
your experience is? What do you have going on?
Honestly, I kind of feel like I have a little bit of everything. Like most frequently, I am really tired, especially lately. I can, on a Saturday, I can literally stay in bed all day. And it's not necessarily that I need to sleep, but I just feel really, really tired and drained. Also feel the pressure in the forehead.
Oh, no, go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
I also get the pressure in the forehead a lot. And sometimes when I'm meditating, or it has happened in church before when we're praying, if my eyes are closed, I can see, it sounds crazy, like a mist of, like, sometimes it's purple, sometimes it's green. It's usually purple. And it looks like it forms, and then it dissipates, and then it'll form like clouds again. And it kind of makes me feel like I'm like going through a tunnel or something, but it feels really weird. And I've always wanted to know what that was.
Well, the purple is associated with your seventh chakra at the top of your head. That's a spiritual connection to your higher self. So it's wanting you to look. Do you ever feel like you want to look up?
Yes.
Well, you're looking up towards your actual... Oh, this is so cool, Shadana. First of all, you know, before I answer that, you know, you're going through, you said a little bit of everything. Well, you're doing it in a balanced way, a little bit of all of them. You know, it's kind of like going around and hitting a little bit of everything. Sometimes people are doing one thing or the other. And yeah, it's a lot. You feel like it's a little bit of everything. But just hang in there, girl. No fear. The purple is the color of the seventh chakra, which is at the crown of the head. And that is your, basically your doorway and connection up into the eighth chakra, which is about a foot or so above your head, which is actually now tapping into your life purpose, you know, where you are going. I mean, that is your contract. I mean, there is a lot to the eighth chakra that, and everybody now, and I do an entire workshop on that. We did one a year or so ago. It was like a 4-week workshop we did once a week. Very intense, because that eighth chakra is a big deal. That's kind of like where your manual is for you. So okay. It sounds to me like there's an opening and a connection, and you're starting to align and balance with moving into understanding the eighth. And I say that because there's a lot of information there for that. I mean, that is, that holds who you are, your life purpose. That's really connecting to your higher self. That's how you connect with your higher self. It's all right in that area, so to speak. So it's kind of interesting. We're talking about some of these chakras in the physical body, but we have 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 up there too. So
yeah, but now
that's also interesting that you said fatigue, because that fatigue thing is crazy. Yeah. I'll have that sometimes. And just a little tip on that. When you feel that fatigue like that, allow your body to rest. Don't feel guilty that you feel like you have to rest. Also, you're going to want to adjust and look at how your immune system is. Make sure you're tending to that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not that you're having a problem. It's just that the drain, you need to catch up. As you ascend, let me put it this way. As you ascend, the body is like trying to run a marathon that wasn't in shape for. The immune system is a very important part of supporting the nervous system and the different tensions of and overcoming different things. It has the stamina, so to speak, even energetically, not just the physical. Okay. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, watch out for the colds, like, you know, or you feel like you get a sinus or you get a sniffle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be with that seventh chakra too. Okay.
Is it?
Yes, that's a spiritual. It's an energetic, spiritual kind of a. I don't really want to say confusion, but not sure.
Hmm.
You know, you're like a well, maybe this, maybe no. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like an indecisiveness, so to speak.
That's me. I get
yeah,
that. Yeah,
that's
me.
You. You're always on that fence, girl. You gotta jump on one side or the other.
You also mentioned
yeah, don't be afraid of your own ascension.
Okay.
Because your body will need rest. Here's the reason, and I need you to hold because we got to take a quick break, and I'll answer it when we come back. Okay. Just stay with me on the line for a minute. All right.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Well, boy, the time just flies when we're having fun. I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. You're listening to Spiritually Awakening and the Signs That You Are Going Through the Great Shift. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. Should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the signs that you are going through a great awakening shift, a spiritual ascension. And we still have Shadana on the line, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're going back to finish up what we were talking about. And you said you were going through the fatigue. And I was addressing the immune system. And the reason I want to follow up with that, because this will apply to a lot of people listening out there. And I said, don't be afraid of your own ascension. However, when you ascend and go up to that higher frequency, it's like you're trying to run faster than your body's used to. If you're thinking if you were running, okay? I mean, if you don't run at all, you're going to tire out pretty quick, right? Right? Yeah, okay. Well, this similar energetically. This is kind of like an analogy to help you understand how the energy works. That frequency is faster, it spins, it's higher. The cells immediately are going to be very busy aligning, recreating new, healthier cells that will coexist with that higher frequency. The immune system needs to support how busy the body is doing that. So it's going to take a lot of focus, and it's kind of like helping the engine run the car. So your car, for example, can only go as fast as the fuel's there to hold it up, right? So you've got to keep the immune system healthy. It will need to be calibrated as well for the higher frequency. You'll find that you'll be at a point where you just don't tolerate the stuff you used to tolerate anymore. Sometimes people will feel it as impatience, like, I just don't have any tolerance for that anymore. It's not that you have to get upset. You just have to realign and change, and you may need to shift what you are exposing yourself to, so to speak. Is that making sense to you now?
It makes tons and tons of sense. I appreciate that. My only other question is, because you mentioned sometimes we resist it and we don't even realize it. What do you recommend? It sounds like we should get frequent energy clearings, or if we're not able to go someone to help with that, what do you recommend for us to do to help?
Right. Okay. Right. Exactly. That's a good point. I mean, what I'm about, and as an energy healer, yes, I work with people like you're talking about. People will, come to me for that. But you can also work on learning what you can do for yourself. There's lots of ways you can clear your energy. And there's lots of other options too. And when you're learning this, that's why we're starting and doing a lot of the gallery group things now. And like for my area, like I'm in the Hampton Roads area. For anybody listening that's out there in the Hampton Roads area, if you wanted to host that, we get five or more people together in a group, and I come to the group and we do that. You can go to the website and look at that if you want. That's another option versus, going by yourself to somebody. But it's more of everybody gets together and supports each other and learns together. and does the healing or the readings. So that's something in my area we can do as well. But when you're looking to do something for yourself, you're also looking to cut yourself some slack. You know, first off, mentally, don't be so hard on yourself because you feel tired on Saturday. Right. You know, sometimes that fatigue thing, that will come out of nowhere. You'll feel like high energy on Friday, and then you'll wake up and you can barely walk across the room on Saturday. It happens when it's about this frequency thing because your body is still busy. It's almost as if, you know, our bodies are repairing cells at night when we sleep. It needed a little more. It's not quite done yet with the process is what it's like. And then you'll find that you'll be awake for days, and then then you can't get enough sleep for several days after that. And it goes back and forth, back and forth. Are you going through that?
Absolutely. I could be up till 2 o'clock in the morning. I have so much energy.
You're definitely going through it. Your focus is very much because, I mean, you've called in a few times. So you obviously, yes, you're one of the listeners to the show pretty regular. And yes, but you are very drawn to this. And I can see that you are out there just hungry for information. You're starving to learn. Yes. That is a sign of awakening, and I'm going to tell you that right now. You are awakening, and one of the jokes that it's not really a joke. It's one of the things we all kind of smile at each other about when we go into our awakening, or when I see a new client going into it. It's like, okay, how many books have you got stacked up? How many are you trying to read at the same time?
Everything I could get my hands on.
See, I told you so, Lucy. Yeah. See, I'm like that all the time, but I've got books coming in like the wazoo because I'm having guests on the show, and then I'm getting that too. And it's incredible, but when you are passionate, when your soul is aligned, and when you're going with it, it's going to magnetically pull you. And Shadana, and to everybody listening to this right now, because this is a great example for everybody, if it's magnetically pulling you like that and you just can't get enough, it is not going to steer you in the wrong direction. It's your higher self. It's never going to steer you in the wrong direction. But when we go through this, we go, wow, I thought I knew stuff, but boy, I got a lot to learn is what you'll feel like, you know? Yeah, you'll absolutely feel like, okay, that's a lot of things I've got to learn. So you are doing quite the extraordinaire. You are aligning in a lot of ways. You have quite a bit going on. So actually, you're doing a lot more than you realize energetically. So
I believe it.
Go with the process and smile on those Saturdays that you feel tired. And just just talk to your body saying, you're making some more good, healthy cells for me. Thank you.
Yay. Okay. I will. I will do that. And I will trust the process.
Absolutely. And thank you for calling in with that. That's great for everybody today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I want to say thank you to everybody that listens because I love the emails that you guys are sending. If you ever have a question about the show, go right over to the website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. Send your feedback in. Some of you guys are listening on the podcast later. I know that. And you may be in a different part of the world. So obviously you would be listening that way. Send your feedback. Send it in. Call in. Let me know what's going on and how this is helping you. If you have more questions, because that's what this show is about. This show is there to help you and for me to send that energy out there so it's not making my body all bouncy everywhere, because I've got plenty of it here. It's unlimited because it's the divine energy flowing through. I absolutely love every one of you. This is a great experience to be able to do this across the world in the radio broadcasting. So I want to say thank you to the team. I want to say thank you to WBLQ, to Brian, the producer there, and to TTR, Transformation Talk Radio. It is a great experience, and they're all beautiful, wonderful people. If you are interested in learning more about energy healing or you want to do anything like that, where I can help you, I have information about that over on my website. We have free meditations over there you can download. I love doing those. And we have free gifts when you sign up and subscribe to the newsletter. So please go over and check it out. It's been great with you, and happy Mother's Day to all of you and everyone that's celebrating with a mother in your life, those that are here and those that are on the other side. We love you very much. We'll see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. 999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Saint Germain invites you to join him for four exciting days in the Art of Advanced Alchemy. Join his weekend intensive in Livingston, Montana, or on his worldwide broadcast May 1st through 4th. The master will share new alchemical formulas never before released. Experience Darshan with Saint Germain responding to questions on advanced alchemy, all to help you live with greater flow and ease in dealing with life. For details of Saint Germain's May 1st through 4th new advanced alchemical formulas, visit davidclewisclass.org.